Hi, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to the Sheila Zielinski Show. I'm really anxious to jump right into things. By the way, the new website has launched, so make sure that if you had it bookmarked before, clear your cache. You can see the new website up there. It's SheilaZielinski.com, and just make sure it's an HTTPS, not an HTTP that comes up when you type that in. Or if you look below in the description, just go to the description below and click on the direct link to SheilaZielinski.com. Go check out the new website and give us some feedback. Let us know your thoughts on the new site. And if you are not already one of my patrons, you can support this 100% listener-supported program. There's no advertising, no commercials. Without further ado, I really want to get to my guest today. I've really been looking forward to having him on. He is new to the program. It is the first time that I've had him on the program, but I really hope that he'll agree to become a regular guest. He is really an incredibly bright young man. I had a chance to meet him a couple years ago at the Red Pill Expo. I'll tell you, that was an amazing experience to be able to do a show with him. Patrick Wood interviewed Alex and I, and what I was really amazed about was his knowledge at the time. And over the years, I've got to know him, and I can tell you that he is amazing. My audience is going to love Alex. He's an award-winning international journalist, author, educator. The list of publications in the U.S. and abroad is too many to list. I'll give you a few, though. He currently serves as a contributor to one of our favorites, WorldNet Daily, WND. He's a writer for Freedom Project Media. He's a correspondent for the New American Magazine. He's a contributor to the Law Enforcement Intelligence Briefs, and he's lived in 8 countries. Can you imagine? 4 continents. He speaks multiple languages fluently, and he's been a frequent guest on so many TV shows and radio programs, so many popular shows, too many to list. I think, personally, Alex is one of the top conservative journalists, maybe in the world. And I just can't say enough about him. LibertySentinel.org, you can find some more in his handiwork there. I could go on and on all day, but without further ado, it is a pleasure for me to bring him on the program. It is Alex Newman. Alex, welcome to the program. It is a pleasure to have you on.
Hey, thank you so much for having me, Sheila. It's an honor to be here. You know, I love your work, and your book, The Green Gospel, was incredible. So thank you very much for having me, and hey to all the listeners out there. Thank you for listening.
Well, just this morning at earthjustice.org, there is an incredible article, and I actually can't wait. I know you're doing an expose on Bill Gates, and I don't think anybody's going to be able to expose Bill Gates like you are. I want to talk more about it's coming out in about a week. I can't wait for that. But here's a headline for you, Alex. Justice in the time of two crises, COVID and climate change. Of course, we know the false prophet, as I call him, Pope Francis, is running around saying that COVID is just an outward sign of the climate crisis. Everything we are talking about with this wraps into the conjoining United Nations environmental plan. You know, you and I, sometimes we laugh and joke about this stuff, but it would be laughable if it wasn't so frightening, really. I mean, this is purely horrifying, this whole agenda, isn't it?
It is. And when you see through the facade that they've created, and you realize that this agenda is anti-human, anti-liberty, anti-God, most importantly, you realize, you know, this is not even just a bad idea. This is not just, you know, people who we have legitimate disagreements with. This is actually evil. And once you peel back the layers of the onion and, you know, you get through the happy face and the useful idiots that they parade out in front, you realize this is straight up evil. They fully intend to smash the family, destroy our economy, get rid of our liberty, crush the church. Of course, they'll never be totally successful, but that is their plan. And, you know, I think we need to recognize that we're actually dealing with evil here. This isn't just a dumb idea or a bad idea. This is actual evil.
Evil is an excellent word to call all this hideous, diabolical, very nefarious agenda. Well, speaking of insidious, diabolical people, Karl Marx, truly one of the most diabolical men. And in my book, Green Gospel, I talk a lot about Karl Marx as really kind of being a progenitor of this. But when I look around, Marx would salivate at the idea of using this phony junk pseudoscience to convince the world's population that they are responsible for killing the great goddess,
It's incredible. And you know, that's really what they've done. And of course, most Americans, even the liberal polls show that most Americans don't believe the man-made global warming hypothesis that the gas we exhale is a toxic pollution that's going to cook the planet. But, you know, if we're honest, they've managed to convince a very significant segment of the world's population and the American population that the gas we exhale, everything we do releases CO2, is somehow going to destroy life on this planet, and that the only solution to this is to give more power and more authority to the United Nations. So I've been traveling all over the world, going to these little UN summits as a reporter for the New American Magazine, and you know, it's just mind blowing because you know the people at the top don't believe this stuff. It's very obvious that they don't believe this stuff, but then you see all the poor useful idiots that really are thinking, oh my goodness, we're going to die. You know, it's so sad, and at the same time, it's so infuriating that they could be so dishonest. And I love that you brought in Marx, because you really can't understand this if you don't understand Marx, and you really can't understand Marx, speaking of, you know, evil, if you don't understand his theological framework. And he, I think, was pretty successful in convincing people that he was an atheist, and that religion was the opium of the masses and all this nonsense. But yeah. If you really dig deep into Karl Marx, you see that he was actually a hater of God. It's not that he didn't believe God existed. It's that he hated God. If you read his poetry, there's a phenomenal book out there by a Christian pastor who was tortured for many years by Romanian communists. His name is Richard Wurmbrand. It's called Marx and Satan. Yeah. And he goes through this poetry. I mean, the guy was a Satanist. Again, we're dealing with evil, Sheila.
Did you get that, folks? Karl Marx was a self-proclaimed Satanist. And not only that, you know, you look at his little bedfellows like, you know, Engels and Thomas Malthus. How could we forget that little neo-Malthusian snake oil salesman? So you got all these really bad actors. And then Hitler was a greenie too. Like, you know, all these little kids running around with little Hitler youth there. Oh, and I'm not allowed to say that anymore. Facebook gave me a warning. And my you know, and it's really sad because, you know, even though she's got autism and other issues, I mean, that's just child abuse. But they parade her up on there. You know, she's paid by Soros, Al Gore, the Conga line of miscreant. Like, we can't even get airtime on any shows. Me and Mark Morano and others, you know, we can't even get airtime because they won't let skeptics on TV. Look at the headlines, folks, up on your screen. Washington Times said they won't allow we're skeptics, and three hots in a cot at the Hague with the other war criminals. They want to jail us for this stuff. Yet Greta Thunberg, she brings out tens of thousands of little screaming little green globalist socialist citizens out there. This is frightening, Alex.
It is. And you know, it's interesting that she comes from Sweden. I spent many, many years living in Sweden, in Scandinavia. Sweden is almost, along with communist China, like the petri dish where these globalists who really, I mean, if you want to boil down their agenda, it's just everything God tells us is good, they tell us is bad, and everything God tells us is bad, they tell us is good. But they're very, very successful in Sweden in brainwashing the population. You know, Greta Thunberg is actually, you know, aside from her mental illnesses and things, she's representative of the population of Swedish children. They banned homeschooling. They forced all the private schools to teach the government same nonsense by getting them all hooked on government dollars, tax dollars. And they have a very high success rate when it comes to indoctrinating the nation's youth. You know, what happens is they try these things out in Sweden first. And then once they kind of establish the model, they say it works, you know, what didn't work, how can we adjust that? Then it moves on to other Scandinavian countries. It goes over to Canada. It goes down to California. And from there, it makes its way across the United States. And then from there, all over the world. It's really, really grotesque. And I think it's especially evil. You know, it makes me think of millstones for some reason. But this horrible indoctrination of little children, convincing them that the gas they exhale is pollution, that the family unit is bad, submission to UN global totalitarianism will solve these problems. It's beyond abusive. It's grotesque. It's sick. And the Bible tells us what's going to happen to the people who cause these little ones to stumble. And it's not going to go well for them.
Think about that. A millstone, and it actually says a large millstone. So, yeah, go out and drown in the depths of the oceans or rise in 20 feet. Wait, we're not going to have an ocean, so never mind. Never mind the depths of the sea, Alex. No, I'm kidding. But on a serious note, there's another scripture you reminded me of. Woe to those calling good evil and evil good, right?
Amen. I mean, if you really want to understand the UN agenda and the climate change agenda is a big part of it. Everything that God has commanded for our good, they call it evil and they flip it upside down and they promote everything that God has told us is evil. And it starts really right in the beginning, right? In the beginning, God created. So they teach the kids in public schools that there is no God. We came from slime billions of years, some kind of cosmic accident. There is no God, right? There is no beginning. It's always been like this. Then God created the male and female. So what do they teach the kids in the school? Oh, that's actually bigotry. You know, today we're smarter and more enlightened. We know that actually there's infinite genders. And if you want to be a girl, you can just go be castrated. We'll even help you out. Then marriage, right? God had Adam and Eve and they got married. And so what do they teach the kids today? Oh, marriage is wrong. In fact, marriage is actually whatever we say it is. It could be, you know, two guys, a transgender, and three goats, and we'll call that a marriage, and on, right? Just God created the nations, he tells us. So what do they tell the kids in public school? What does the UN tell us? Oh, nation states are a thing of the past, and borders are racist. Socialism, too, is another perfect example. God said, thou shalt not steal. God said, if you don't work, you don't eat. And so what do they brainwash the kids with? What does the UN promote? Global socialism. Go to the UN Sustainable Development Agenda. Go down to goal number 10. They say we need global wealth redistribution. We need a global redistribution of wealth from richer countries to poorer countries. This is precisely what the Bible prohibits. It's stealing on an enormous, massive scale. And of course, they'll be stealing from the poor and the middle class, right, to enrich the rich, not what they tell us they're doing, which is, you know, supposedly stealing from the rich to give to the poor. But all of it is a direct attack on what God has revealed to us through Scripture. And that's how you can know where the elites are going to stand on almost any issue, right? What does God say about it? They'll take the opposite position.
Yeah. Well, we know one guy that fits right in with that. Satan, as the church lady would say.
That's right.
And yet you look at these freedom keepers, United Nations. I mean, they'll machete you, machine gun you, tank you. Like United Nations peacekeeping. Yeah, a piece of a dead body here, a piece of a dead body there. When you have these blue hats kick in your door, rape women and kill children, I mean, you know, people are so offended, but they're not offended that Bill Gates and these greenies want to depopulate us. So, you know, Paul Ehrlich wants to put sterilants in the water. No one bats an eye over any of that, but oh, they're offended because I said piece of a dead. You know what I mean? Like, there's just total mind control, isn't there?
It is. And I mean, that's the absolute truth. People are offended by the truth. That's true. People who hate the truth. And we can expect that. In fact, that was true in Jesus's day. But the UN peacekeeping force is probably one of the most grotesque entities to have ever walked on this planet. I've actually done a lot of work exposing them at the New American, including some groundbreaking work. We've had interviews with the Undersecretaries General of the United Nations. And there's a group, actually, of former UN officials who I've worked with, including some very high-ranking former UN officials. They did a study, and they used the UN's own numbers and the UN's own data. They estimated that just within the last 10 years, 60,000, 60,000 women and children have been raped and sexually abused by these UN peacekeeping troops. None of them are ever put in jail because they all have diplomatic immunity. And, you know, what the UN means by peace is basically the absence of resistance to their totalitarian global agenda. Once they've quashed all opposition, that's when there will be peace. And people need to realize, you know, these UN troops, a lot of them come from communist dictatorships, right? Yeah. Communist China is actually the largest contributor of UN peace troops, okay? These guys have been brainwashed from the time they were born to hate Americans, to hate freedom, to love Marxism and Maoism and evil. And at some point, they will be unleashed on the people of the world if we're not careful. And that's the direction we're heading in. And you're right, Sheila. People get offended when you tell them the truth about it, but that's the truth. And even if the truth is offensive, we still have a duty to speak it.
You know, I was railing in Vancouver about all the Chinese flooding in and people, oh, you're a racist, homophobic, Islamophobic, Chinophobic, bigophobic, you know, you name it. I was called it with their Mao Zedong statue in the middle of town square. You nailed it when you said communism. My grandfather knew all about, oh, by the way, Pierre Trudeau, that guy brought in abortion way before you guys had Roe versus Wade. He brought in bestiality laws. I mean, that Bilderberg puppet is right straight out of the bowels of hell. And yet little puppeteer Justin Trudeau was groomed. Well, think about Alice Bailey, who was part of the United Nations Lucius Trust, and all the United Nations material was sent out by Lucifer Trust is what it originated as. I mean, gee, that's not a telling about the United Nations. But then the IPCC comes out of that. Isn't that equally frightening?
It is. And, you know, I think people need to recognize that if it comes from a poison tree that came from a poison seed, it is inevitably going to produce poison fruit. And that's why we see the United Nations producing so much poison fruit. And I'm so glad you brought up Alice Bailey. In fact, this has become a passion of mine. Over the last couple of years, I've dedicated a huge portion of my time and efforts on education. And Alice Bailey is absolutely central to the United Nations education agenda. In fact, they have something called a World Core Curriculum. And in America, of course, everybody knows we have Common Core, which obviously was funded by Bill Gates and is aligned with the UNESCO's vision for global education. But this World Core Curriculum, it was developed by a guy. He was the Assistant Secretary General of the UN. His name was Robert Mueller. I mean, you can go read this guy's writings. He was an absolute heretic of the highest order. He said the United Nations was the body of Christ. And of course, you know, Christians know that the church is the body of Christ and not the United Abominations, which I call a dictator's club. But he admitted, he wrote a teacher's manual for this World Core Curriculum. He said it should be taught in every school on the planet. And he admitted in the foreword to this teacher's manual for the World Core Curriculum that it was based on the teachings of Alice Bailey and this Tibetan teacher, so-called, Jeval Kuhl. Yeah. And, you know, he didn't mention that Alice Bailey was the founder of the Lucifer Publishing Company. Lucius Trust eventually it was renamed. And, you know, if you go into the background of this so-called Tibetan teacher, Jeval Kuhl, he's not even a person, right? Much less a Tibetan or a teacher. This is a demon, okay? Yeah. Alice Bailey claimed to be in communication with these, she called them ascended masters, these spiritual entities that she said would take over her body. And these ascended masters took over her body, and they wrote all these books, including one called Education in the New Age. And if you want to know the UN education agenda, just pick up a copy of the book. The demons that she was communicating with laid it all out. They said the goal is to turn the children into global citizens, create a world federation with a single world brain, right, which takes on a whole new meaning in this age of the internet, and that they were going to accomplish this by fusing neo-scholasticism and Marxism using the methods advocated by a guy called John Dewey, who, of course, was the architect of America's public school system, who completely rejected God. He wrote the Humanist Manifesto. The very first plank is, we believe the universe is self-existing and not created, right? A direct attack on the first words of Scripture. And then you start to realize, you know, when we say we're dealing with Satanists here, when we say we're dealing with Luciferians and evil, we're not using hyperbole. That is actually what's going on here. And these people don't even bother to hide it, Sheila. That's the amazing part. They tell you to your face.
Lucius Trust was 666 United Nations Plaza, by the way, just throwing that out there.
No, certainly a coincidence, right?
Yeah, no coincidence. But listen, she parroted the writings of noted Satanist Manly P. Hall, a high-level Freemason, Helena Blavatsky, all these weirdos. And you know what's really frightening? I actually cover a lot of stuff about Mueller, what he says, the frightening things, and I cover a lot of this Cathedral of St. John the Divine. I mean, that is straight out of the pit of hell. But with the help of Al Gore, they have what's called, get this, United Nations Global Forum of Spirituality and Parliamentary Leaders co-founded this national religious partnership. You know, they wanted churches to go green, what they wanted to do, right? So what they did is, with the help of Al Gore, the national religious partnership sent out environmental literature, Alex, and people need to know this, to like some 100,000 congregations in the West, and calling for the churches to make the protection of Gaia, Mother Earth, a central message of their church, even giving out these green grants for churches. And when the Evangelical Climate Initiative launched in 2006, Canada signed on to a earth worship commitment. I mean, if Christians really knew how this green gospel, this tsunami of green socialism is really what it is, has permeated the planet, spreading through thousands of churches. Look at the Pope running around saving the planet. So the Church of Climate Change, forget about Gospel of Jesus. Now it's the Gospel of Gaia. Look no further than your Starbucks cup. You know, Christians don't understand the cry to save the earth is diametrically opposed to Christianity. That's a fact.
Yeah, it's beyond dispute. It's absolutely clear. And it really is a shame how they've been able to neutralize and confuse and deceive so many of the churches, even in the United States, even supposed, you know, conservative evangelical churches. And I think a big part of the problem, Sheila, is that these globalists, these Luciferian green nut jobs, recognized a long time ago that they needed to target the key centers that shape people's minds. And so they went for churches, they went for schools and the education system, they went for the media, and they've done really a very thorough job of indoctrinating the people. And if you read the UN's documents, actually, we put out a special report in The New American last year in early 2019 called Rescuing Our Children. And we just released an updated version of it where we're basically exposing how all of this is being force-fed to our children through the government school system. You realize that they've been very, very open about this. You know, I've got endless quotes in there from UN publications, from UN leaders talking about how they're going to use the schools to shape the spirituality of the children. And then, you know, you look at what they mean when they talk about spirituality, and your average uninformed American parent thinks, oh, good, maybe they'll learn the Ten Commandments, or they'll learn how to say the Lord's Prayer, not realizing that they're actually being introduced to the occult, into the esoteric. I mean, when I was in eighth grade, Sheila, literally when I was in eighth grade, my geography teacher had us doing a Wiccan ritual in the classroom. We put a big five-pointed star on the ground, and we walked around it and did the, you know, wind, fire, and this kind of, and I was young and I was dumb and I had no idea the significance of this. But this kind of, you know, esoteric and occult mystery religion propaganda and indoctrination is taking place in the schools. And of course, these school, you know, the schools produce the kids who eventually go on to seminaries, many of which have been hijacked, and so they become pastors, and not even realizing it, they're misleading and deceiving their congregations, and they've neutralized the opposition. And the churches that did not buy into this false gospel, the churches that did not buy into this deception, are being told, oh, you can't be politically active, the government's going to come take away your tax exemption, the government's going to shut you down if you get involved in politics, you shouldn't say anything that kind of rocks the apple cart, just hang out in your church and, you know, mind your own business. And it's all contributed to the situation that we're in now, where, you know, freedom is limping along and on the verge of destruction. The church in America has been, you know, largely neutralized, and this is a very dangerous situation we find ourselves in.
Rescuing our children, I've been saying that for years. Like, look up on your screen, folks. Eco-anxiety for children. Children want to kill themselves. You'd kill yourself, too, if you listened to these hacks all day. But, you know, it's like Bill Nye wants to get rid of old people. So they, I don't know if you heard him on Tucker Carlson, but he never did answer the question like, oh, the science is settled. The debate is over. They love using that. Think about what he just said. He's a grade 8 student doing a witchcraft ritual, guys. And yet that is nothing compared to the little greenie club. They got these little kids worshiping Mother Gaia. You know, you mentioned us getting a steady diet of, we came from monkeys. And it's really funny, my youngest son, that's when he was in grade 2, I'll never forget, he said to his teacher, wait a minute, if we came from monkeys, why are there still monkeys? Like,
yeah. And, you know, this idea that we're going to worship Gaia and stuff, this is, I mean, God warned us about all this, right? You go to Romans 1 and he talks about this, right? They who changed the truth of God into a lie. They worshiped and served the creature more than the creator, right? And what happens? These people are deliberately suppressing the truth in their own unrighteousness. And so God hands them over to a reprobate mind. And that's why we find that so many of these elitists at the upper levels are engaged in absolute horrifying crimes, things that are just abominable beyond any kind of anything that words can convey. And, you know, it's amazing. God told us all this was coming. He warned us that we were going to see this kinds of stuff. We've seen this kind of stuff throughout human history. And, you know, America was really a temporary reprieve, you know, for almost 250 years, even 300, 400 years, if you go all the way back to the Mayflower, we had this kind of society that was really built largely on biblical principles. And, you know, we've had this reprieve from the persecution and the idol worship and the false religion. But now it's all coming back. And I tell people, you know, even well-meaning liberals and people who reject Christianity, I tell them, you know what's going to happen when the biblical foundations of our society are completely destroyed? You realize what's going to happen, right? The same thing that has happened in every society all over the world, all throughout human history, when they didn't have the light of the gospel. And what do I mean by that? I mean child sacrifice. I mean a complete devaluation of the value of a human life, a complete erosion of individual liberty, a complete destruction of civilization. And if you don't believe me, just look back through human history. Just look around the world to the societies that were not created based on biblical principles. Look at the ancient Scandinavians, the pagans, right? They used to sacrifice their children to their demon gods. Look at the Aztecs. Look at the Mayans. I mean, pick your false religion. What always happens is it devolves into savagery and barbarism. And Americans think we're immune to that. Oh, we're so enlightened. We've got human rights now. We don't need all your silly religion stuff. Actually, what you're going to find as we move away from biblical principles, as we move away from being a godly society, and you know we're already largely there, what's going to happen is the reemergence of all these things that we thought society had put behind us, like the sacrificing of children. I mean, you look at these abortion mills, you look at these protests, and you literally have people in Texas, right, at the Capitol, chanting, "Hail Satan, Hail Satan." You know, a lot of them, I think, are just useful idiots thinking that they're making fun of Christians, not realizing it's exactly what you're doing with this. And the prosperity and the peace and the security that have come from having a society that was at least rooted in Christianity and Christian principles, all those things are going to be gone. And we will go back to the situation that most people throughout most of human history have lived in. It's not going to be pretty, and it's going to be very, very difficult to regain these wonderful things once they're lost.
Up on my screen, folks, you've got the Pope saying all these same hacks. I don't know if you saw this article at Mark Morano's. They're all, it's like, this is a wake-up call. They've turned COVID into the climate issue. Did you notice that? These greenies are rejoicing about that. Prince Philip, he's got his deadly virus, Alex.
Oh, yeah, if he wanted to be reincarnated as a deadly virus to wipe out a big part of the population. The thing is, they all believe this, Sheila, and they'll all tell you. I mean, Bill Gates is a population control nut. He's obsessed with it. His dad was on the board of Planned Parenthood. And of course, Planned Parenthood was founded largely for the purpose of promoting eugenics and reducing the human population. The UN has a whole agency dedicated to this, the UN Population Fund. They've been exposed in our Congress in sworn testimony, working with the mass murdering dictatorship enslaving communist China that literally perpetrates forced abortions to enforce their population control regime. They all go bad. And of course, Rockefeller was deeply involved with this. And to circle right back to UNESCO and the education system, the first head of UNESCO, a guy by the name of Julian Huxley, was actually, first of all, the president of the Humanist Association, and he was president of the Eugenics Society. So, you know, it's so clear what's happening here once you actually do the research, Sheila, and it's just such a shame that so many Americans and even so many Christians who should know better, unfortunately, don't pay attention to these things, and they keep watching the fake news, and they keep being deceived. I did an article about a guy in the London Times who openly celebrated the fact that COVID-19, the coronavirus, was going to kill a lot of older people. He said, hey, this is going to be great for solving global warming because it's the older people who don't believe our theory. So, you know, we'll wipe them out. That'll be good for climate change. Then we'll shut down the economy. That's going to be good for the climate. You're thinking, man, these people are absolutely insane. Do they really dare to say this in public? We're now at the point where they don't mind just saying in the open, in public, that they like the idea of a whole lot of us dying from viruses or from something else because they think it'll save their precious Gaia. And, you know, now that we're at the point where this is all out in the open, I think people need to recognize the seriousness of this, the danger that this movement represents. And, you know, honestly, I think even well-meaning people who haven't spent a lot of time investigating this, people who haven't spent enough time in their Bibles, people who haven't spent enough time researching the real nature of this UN agenda, they would be appalled by these things if only they knew them. So that's going to be the trick, I think, is getting true information, accurate information out to the public so that these people can be exposed and stopped.
Because, I mean, really, the bottom line is we're so heavily censored. I mean, you know it. We see what happens with WorldNet Daily. Well, we saw what also happened with Breitbart. I mean, that can be next too for us. So we're out here in the front lines. I mean, this is serious stuff when we've got attacks for breathing. You got little stool pigeons running around now reporting their neighbors. And, oh, we got a CBC instructor. She's instructing kids, Alex, on how to shut down their parents' conspiracy theory. They got a phone-in number for that. Oh, and by the way, which is amazing to me, you know, you hear every 5 minutes, oh, we've only got, you know, 2 months left. AOC's $90 trillion all our little code word for socialism. You know, you got little Greta, you stolen my dreams, and these little kids digging cobalt for her electric cars. You got all these useless bird chopping windmills. You got these stupid solar panels. I mean, NHL guys like Andrew Ference throwing their weight behind green. Oh, we're going to go carbon neutral. Is this just sickening to you?
It's beyond sickening, Sheila. And what makes it even more sickening is that it's so obvious that the ringleaders peddling this don't even believe it themselves, right? They just flaunt it in your face that they know this is all a lie. They fly into these UN summits on their private jets, and they praise communist China, which is building new coal-fired power plants faster than I can count them. And somehow China is the climate leader, even though their CO2 emissions are increasing like a rocket ship. I mean, really? You have people like Michael Bloomberg with, what, 11 houses and three private jets and multiple helicopters and 50 cars and huge mega yachts that spew more CO2 in a minute than I'll spew in a lifetime. And they're going to tell me that I need to ride my bicycle? If they actually believed this garbage, they would act differently. And so we know that they don't even believe this stuff. That's just for the idiots. That's just for the useful idiots out there. And that's what's really so painful, is that all these otherwise well-meaning people who are so gullible, who've been so deceived, they don't realize that the people peddling these lies laugh at them, spit on them, and would be happy to see them disappeared off the face of the planet. And they don't even believe the garbage they're pushing themselves. It's so sad. And it's really tragic, Sheila.
Yeah, you get to go carbon neutral and ride a bike where they're running around in their Learjet. And then Al Gore, what did they find out? He had 30,000 times the average, you know. Oh, and by the way, he bought an oceanfront property in San Francisco and said the sea levels are rising 20 feet by next Thursday.
Obama, he just bought a beautiful mansion on Martha's Vineyard that's like right at sea level. If he believed this nonsense, who in the world would buy a mansion right on the sea? Of course, nobody. Again, they don't even believe this stuff themselves. And I wish they would at least pretend to believe it themselves. I wish they would at least act like they did, because then it wouldn't be quite so painful to watch your fellow human beings mindlessly regurgitating the propaganda that it's on the television, because, you know, at least they wouldn't look so dumb. But it's so tragic, Sheila.
Back to Alice Bailey, that's what she envisioned, what the Pope is actually pushing in his, go read his encyclical, folks. I covered in Green Gospel. He said he wants a one world climate authority. Like, what part of this don't Christians get?
Yeah. And he also more recently called for a global village, is the term he used, to take over education, to promote what he described as, quote, a new humanism. And so that's what I've really become passionate about, Sheila. I've, you know, after so many years of thinking about this, back in 2015, I published a book with Dr. Sam Blumenfeld that was really my first major foray into education. And I realized, you know, the key to their success here is their ability to indoctrinate and brainwash our children. Right now, something like 85% of children in America are being supposedly educated, I would say indoctrinated, sexualized, and deliberately dumbed down in public schools. And this is true in conservative states. It's true in liberal states. The kids are not learning the things that parents think they're learning. They're not learning how to read. In fact, they're coming out of their reading handicapped. They're not able to read properly, and they've done this deliberately. They're coming out of there sexualized beyond anything that is even imaginable by people who grew up, even in the previous generation. They're coming out of there dumber than a box of rocks. I mean, literally dumber than any Americans have ever been in the entire history of our country. And you can prove that using the government's own testing data. And so I've made it kind of my passion over the last year or two to try to liberate as many children as possible from the government school system. And so one of the big tools we have is the special report in the New American Magazine. We're hoping to get 1 million copies out. We're in our 8th printing now. We just released the expanded 2nd edition a few weeks ago. It's going good. You know, it was a lot easier to get these out when we weren't all, you know, locked down in our houses by order of our governors. But, you know, we're still hoping to get a lot of copies of that out. We want to get millions of kids out of the public school system, because I think really that's going to be the key to creating, you know, a remnant, not just in the United States, but around the world, of liberty-loving, God-fearing, patriotic citizens who have the ability to think critically about things, who have the ability to resist this tyranny. So that's a big passion of mine. And also coming up either this month or next, I'm going to be releasing a new book called The Deep State, The Shadow Government.
Wow.
and I'll be exposing all the secret societies, the semi-secret groups. And, you know, my thinking is that exposing them, you know, and this has really been a motto that's guided so much of my work. It's actually my little thing on Twitter is Ephesians 5:11, right? Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them or expose them in certain translations. And I love that. And so that's kind of been my passion, is to expose these evil people, expose these evil plans, recognize, of course, that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, as Ephesians 6:12 tells us, but against powers and principalities and spiritual wickedness and darkness in high places. We are in a spiritual war, folks, and there's only two sides, right? So you need to choose which side you want to be on. You need to make sure you're doing what God has called you to do. And I think, you know, when that comes to child rearing, I think that means at this point you've got to take your kids out of the public school. God has a lot to say about education. And unfortunately, you cannot get a proper education in a public school anymore, period. It's against the law to even talk about God in a public school in America today. And yet the Word of God tells us that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. It comes from Proverbs. The Word of God tells us in Proverbs 9:10, fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. So how can it be that we're sending our kids for 12 years to a so-called school where you can't even talk about the Lord? I mean, they'd rather have head lice in there than the name of God in there. So, you know, we need to be clear that parents have a duty. You got to protect your children. We as Christians have a duty. We've got to spread the gospel. We've got to speak the truth. We've got to expose and reprove these evil forces that are trying to destroy us and destroy God's people. And, you know, if people want to get involved, I just, you know, go get a copy of the special report. You can get them at thenewamerican.com/rescuingourchildren. You can get it in PDF for almost free. And you can get it in, you know, print magazine for basically what it costs us to print it and ship it to you. If you read it and you agree, hey, this is important. We've got all the information we talked about, Sheila, about Alice Bailey, the UNESCO, the history of the public school system, and how this actually was the plan all along. I mean, if you look at the people who created the public school system, their goal all along was to destroy Christianity. We know because they told us that. And so if you're interested, if you think this is important, you know, go back and order 100 and give one to your pastor and one to your neighbor and one to your daughter so that they can pull your grandchildren out of school, you know, whatever it takes. And so those are my passions, Sheila. That's what I've really been working on. And, you know, I love what you do too. It's so important to expose the religious angle of this green agenda. And I think so many people in the conservative movement and so many people in the church haven't yet recognized the spiritual significance of this. I think a lot of them now realize that it's probably not a good idea from a policy perspective, but we need to recognize that it's so much bigger than just bad policy. It is straight evil. And so I think it's important to expose it, oppose it, and protect our children.
Wow. And you know what? Like they said, give me the child, I'll give you the man, right? You know,
that's right.
All the evil hucksters. Now, in the waning part, give out any social media information where folks can go follow you. Where's the best place?
Yeah, thank you so much, Sheila. So my personal Twitter is AlexNewman_JOU, and the JOU is for journalism. Then on Facebook, my public profile is Alex J, as in Justin Newman. And then that's 86. So Alex J. Newman, 86, facebook.com/AlexJNewman86. And I've got accounts on some of the smaller ones, you know, Gab and Minds and things like that. On YouTube, we've got our YouTube channel is The New American Video. And I hope people will, you know, if anybody has any questions or comments or wants to reach out with information, I love getting emails and messages from people. So I'd love to hear from you.
You know, the thing is, Alex, and I want to just say right now, on a personal note, I am just so grateful for your work. My tagline for a decade has been exposing the enemy, and I thank you for standing up for our children. There is no more important issue. It is heartbreaking when a very few of us, like you and I, really know the underbelly of this green hell, as I call it. And I just want to thank you for what you do, Alex. I've got all Alex's information linked, guys, in the description below. And I want you to go and follow Alex today, folks. I want to just thank you for everything you do, sir.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Sheila, and thank you for what you do. It's an honor and a privilege to be on the show with you. Again, I can't tell you how much I appreciate your work exposing the religious side of all this. Keep up the great work, and God bless you. And to the listeners out there, thank you so much for listening. It's been an honor to be able to speak to you, and thanks again for having me, Sheila. It's just such a pleasure.
Will you come back and see us soon?
Absolutely, positively, anytime. Thank you so much, Sheila.
Folks, that was Alex Newman. I'm trying to adjust my sound because I think
This is a pretty rough recording. I think I blew my mic. I'm not sure what just happened with my mic, but it's sounding very odd during the recording. I want to apologize for that. I am working on it right now to see what has happened with my mic. Something has gone haywire. So I really appreciate everyone tuning into the program. I really encourage you to go follow Alex Newman on social media. I've got all his information linked below in the description. Hey, I just want to remind people, I'm doing a 4-part series called Codex Magica, and I just want to touch on something. So everybody was asking me where the video portion is, but I need to make this clear. I didn't do video portion for the introduction, which is up there in the archives. I'm starting the actual series, and that will contain video. So I'm sorry for the confusion. The first show I did was just the introduction, Codex Magica, which I borrowed from a guy I used to have on my program, Tex Mars. Sadly, he passed away, but he wrote that. I mean, I thought that was just such a brilliant title. And I really want to delve into a lot of information that I expose back in the early days that a lot of people just are not aware of. And what I think it's going to do is lay the groundwork for an incredible show that I'm going to be doing. And I'm going to be releasing that sometime this week. I'm still doing research on it. And this is the title, Dismantling the Spirits Behind Coronavirus. And that is quite an undertaking. And just, I think it's just going to be a very, very powerful expose. And I'm really trying to get some stuff done. And now I don't know about my mic. So technical issues aside, I'm working as hard as I can to get that and part one of Codex Magica. I think it's going to really set the ground for what I'm going to expose in Dismantling the Spirits Behind Coronavirus. And if anyone has something that you would like to add to this show, some very incredible piece that you've discovered, because I wish I had a team of researchers helping me, but I don't. So I know it's taken a bit of time. I'm really trying to put this together, but feel free to go right now to SheilaZelinsky.com, click on the contact page, which is working now, and please do send me anything that you think could be beneficial to this Dismantling the Spirits Behind COVID. I want to thank my patrons for all their support and anyone that is supporting the program. Thank you for your support. Many, many good exposés are coming and incredible interviews for the next month. They're going to be something else. So thank you, everyone, for your prayers and your support. It means a lot. Thank you for tuning into the program today, and we'll see you real soon. Good night, and God bless you.